First off, I want to thank the other members of the committee, Senator from the 7th, Senator from the 4th, and Senator from the 26th, for participating in basically looking at a very large component of expense to the state of Missouri. Just to give you a perspective of what we're talking about, this fiscal year, the state of Missouri will contribute $275 million, GR, to our retirement plan. Next year, it's projected to be $300 million in straight GR. No federal match, no anything. So we're talking about a significant amount of general revenue. What we have put together for your consideration is, and flows from this exercise, which I will say to Charlie, I am very, very appreciative of. I was kind of skeptical when I first heard about it, but having seen it work and having the ability to visit with the individuals, I think it was an excellent exercise and really added value to what we are about to embark in over the remaining days and weeks of the session. I also want to say that I think many of the other senators find this, just like I did, an extremely cooperative and open executive branch. And I want to appreciate Kelvin Simmons for coming to our committee and addressing our committee and answering difficult questions on behalf of the administration. When you start messing with somebody's retirement, you've got their attention. So in no ifs, ands, or buts about it, do I think that this is light lifting on anything that we're about to discuss as we go forward. The information that I did want to provide you, because I want you to have all of the information at your disposal as we move forward. The first is the handout that's dated March 2010, and it's got the heading Retirement Plan Design for State Employees. This gives you a little bit of background history. I don't know if anyone has ever kind of been brought up and wanted to know why we have the pension system that we have. This gives you a history and a snapshot of basically what the benefits are for our state employee retirement system. We then, in the committee, had to address pros and cons of whether we wanted to continue a defined benefit retirement compensation plan or move to a defined contribution. And for those that don't know, defined benefit is a pension guaranteed retirement amount that you will get annually. A defined contribution is just a guarantee what the state would put into an account that has your name on it and would build interest until you can retire. One has pluses and minuses over the other, and it will be a public policy discussion that we will have as a General Assembly to see if we want to move to a defined contribution and away from a defined benefit. The committee took no position on that, but said that there were basically pros and cons that were associated with that. And within that, you will see a summary that I prepared for you on behalf of Senate Bill 896, which talks about moving the state to a defined contribution plan and the estimated costs and savings that would roll out for that endeavor. Because retirement is basically made of a three-legged stool, you have all of the components being the benefit package that is out there, the contribution rate of the employer or the employee to fund that system, and then the final leg of the stool is your investment returns of the money that's there. Those are the working parts of any benefit package, and we look at all of those. In that spirit, we then moved into analyzing other options that are out there. Senate Bill 1048 and Senate Bill 1049. Senate Bill 1048 and 1049 look at a new mix of bringing Missouri's retirement benefits structure, one of those legs, the expense leg of the three-legged stool, more in tune with what's going on in the private sector retirement. There is a possibility under the way that the Missouri retirement system is structured that somebody that went to work for the state at 18 years of age could retire at 48 years of age. We heard many emails from constituents that said, number one, I don't have a defined benefit plan, and I'm a taxpayer. And number two, I got a neighbor that retired at 50 after working at the state, and that's bull. I'm tired of paying my taxes to go towards that. Should we not look at changing our benefit structure to be more in tune with the private sector? And that was the goal that I don't want to get into each minutia of the details that are the spirit in which Senate Bill 1048 and 1049 were filed and are currently before this body for consideration. And you'll see on the outlines that I have there the current law, how it would change to be proposed. And really, the two main drivers in any benefit package of a retirement plan are when you allow people to retire and whether or not you make them pay a contribution rate. And both of those items are up for discussion. The committee didn't take a position on one way or the other, but they are going to be in the realm of discussion whenever you look at changes to a retirement benefit plan. So as I said, we've looked now at basically a history of pension plans. We understand what our state contribution is. The state contribution and demands on investment returns are all based on what our benefit package will be. We've talked about changes, primarily a employee contribution rate and a change in the retirement date. As it relates to the benefit package that's there. The last thing that the committee, well, actually second to the last thing that the committee looked at was a proposal, Senate Bill 1050, which you have a summary of, that deals just with Mosiers and Emperors. Many of you may have received emails from teachers and other individuals that are talking about consolidation of funds. If you just read the bills, they're specifically excluded from them, and there's no intent or desire on my part to do anything other than look at MoDOT and Mosiers as it relates to these things, particularly the benefit changes and the consolidation of investment function. And when you look at Senate Bill 1050, because of the considerable amounts of money that we're talking about, I would respectfully submit to this body, in the recommendation of the committee, is to respectfully submit to this body the fact that Mosiers currently has what the investment community calls alpha, meaning you look at everyone else out there, our people investing funds are head and shoulders above everyone else. And that means we get more money than everyone else does. And they equate that to alpha. And when you look out there, Mosier's alpha, which is a state asset, is so far beyond others that are out there that we wanted to share that alpha, in particular with Emperors, whose alpha is lower, in investment abilities that are lower there, and also maybe even open that up to entities at their discretion, such as Springfield, city government, or St. Louis Police and Fire, Kansas City Police and Fire, who have had discussions with us. And that's the goal of consolidating for investment functions only those assets so that we get a higher rate of return. And when you look at the expected savings from doing that, all that is simply doing is saying if Emperors had the same return on investment that Mosiers had over those period of time, that's the amount of money that you're looking at. And if you add all of that up over 5 years, it's $150 million. Just because Mosiers is a better savings account, statistically and historically speaking, than Emperors is getting right now. And it's the sophistication that's there. We currently have an investment staff of 16 individuals that work at Mosiers that invest the state retirement system's money, whereas Emperors only has two people. And it doesn't make much sense to me to be able to hold on to that and not share that alpha where we could earn greater returns. And that's the spirit in which Senate Bill 1050 is brought before the body. The final thing that the committee brought before for a discussion is the utilization of pension bonds. to bring us up to an actuarial sound point and sort of start afresh and anew all on square one and really get ourselves caught up. Now, that has pros and cons, and we're not taking a position one way or another, but it is something that's worthy of discussion as we move forward in wanting to get some of our pension plans that are not actually to an actuarial soundness standpoint to where they need to be. So with that being said, those are our recommendations. You have a pretty in-depth packet that has all of them there that we can move forward, and bills that are filed for your consideration to move forward in this area of retirement. And again, I want to thank the members of the committee that participated in the process, as well as the administration and Senator Shields for calling this together. We got done a little bit early, and I found some of the most fascinating discussions myself were those of when I listened into Senator Dempsey's committee, when I listened into Senator Bartle's committee and was able to wander around and participate in those discussions. So thank you very much.